We've just been joined by Zoe Stroud from the Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Hello. Morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm okay, thank you.
It's been a long time.
I know, it's been ages.
And no one changes, do they?
No. I don't know.
You
a little bit bigger.
No, well, we all get a little bit bigger. Look at poor old Dame Shirley. Now, you started talking about scratch cards and things like that.
Yeah, well, obviously, the Chamber of Commerce, one of our brands is the Isle of Wight Lottery. And obviously, that's a loan fund to help businesses. So anyone that is setting up a business or looking to expand can apply for an interest-free loan through the Isle of Wight Lottery. And one of the things we've been developing for 4 years is scratch cards, because some people like the instant win. And the money, slightly different for the scratch cards, it's actually going into a grant fund, not a loan fund. So businesses that want to improve their signage or the exterior of their company, whether it's painting or the look of their business, can apply for a grant which they don't have to pay back. So it's all about improving the quality of the Isle of Wight.
Brilliant. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. How long's the lottery been going now?
Since 2001.
Good grief.
It's a long time now.
We've been in it that long and we haven't won anything.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. But you might do.
We might do,
buy
yeah.
a scratch card. You can win it up to £1,000 on the scratch card.
Wow.
Yeah, but Zoe, she was watching the Grand National at the weekend, didn't realise an horse had died either. Yeah, so she might have won, but didn't know.
Well, you might be one of these people we need to track down.
So where can we get the scratch cards?
Right, they are available. We're sort of rolling out the locations. They're available in all the island spa shops. They're at Norris's stores in Knighton. They're at Hover Travel, the County Press shop. And we're literally adding more and more locations every day. So a little shop in Ryde, the TIP in Ryde, the Tourist Information Point in Ryde.
Right.
So as we get new locations, but our website, there's a full list of any new locations that we add on. Hopefully we'll get them all over, because the great thing with our scratch cards, they don't have to just be in a shop. They could be in a pub or a cafe or a restaurant. Anyone can sell them for us, and there's a 20% commission for the business that sells them. So it's a bit of a win-win.
Excellent.
For everyone, really.
Yeah, no, good for you. And as I say, that's a hell of an achievement. 14 years,
yeah.
and it's getting bigger and bigger. And what's next up on the horizon then?
Well, I think that's taken such a long time, because it's been quite hard to put together, because it's quite complicated doing scratch cards. So I think we're just going to roll those out for now. Our weekly draw, we still give away 2,000 every week, 4,000 once a month, and 10k twice a year. So we're just going to stick with that. And you know, really, it's just our plan this year is to get out there a bit more, try and engage with a lot more of our sort of players. We're starting to do weekly emails. I mean, people have said to me, oh, I've suddenly started getting emails, and they all thought they'd won. But no, we've started to communicate a bit better, so we're just improving the way that we do it, hopefully. So yeah, and the Chamber's still, you know, going very well. We've got lots of Chamber events, and it's all just really positive.
Someone mentioned the Chamber about an hour ago. There's a lady in here, and she mentioned that she was having a meeting with Kevin Smith, and Kevin Smith must have been there for years and years, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's been there quite a while. He's the chief exec.
And you're still in the same place over there?
Yeah, opposite KFC, which is what, I mean, it's very unglamorous, isn't it? Opposite KFC, but it's the easiest way to explain where we are.
No, absolutely.
We smell the chips coming through now and again, which we're like, tempting.
One of my favourite places is KFC.
Is it?
I don't go there often enough.
You don't look like you eat KFC.
No, I don't. it's all pushed down under the desk.
You can't see the bottom bit, don't you?
Okay.
So how many local companies are involved with the chain?
We've got just under 1,000 members.
Wow.
So yeah, we're doing quite well. And as I said, we're for any sector and any size of business, you know. So we've got all the big ones, but we really focus on the small, medium enterprises as well, because they tend to be the businesses that need the support the most, really. So they're the ones that might come to the networking events and start engaging with other businesses. And we're very good at getting people to talk to each other and work with each other. And that's really nice. And I think, you know, when you're running a business, particularly if it's a new business, and you set your business up and you think, oh, I really need that advice or this advice, being recommended to somebody or using someone else that's a fellow chamber, you sort of, it's for the good of everyone, really. So it's a really nice feeling, I think.
How difficult has it been the last sort of 5-6 years, you know, because you must have seen companies that have struggled,
yeah,
and so on and so forth. I mean, as the numbers fluctuated at the companies?
I think we're coming out of a recession now. I think it's been really tough the last few years, and we have lost some businesses, which is very sad. And you know, especially when you go on a journey with them, and you know, we will try and help any business if they're in financial difficulty. We always say, talk to us, let's see if we can help you, whether it's through schemes like the Isle of Wight Lottery. But unfortunately, some businesses will will, you know, disappear. So that's a shame. But I think we're slowly coming out of it. I think money is still, you know, a huge priority. Money is still tight for people. We always say, you know, you still need to advertise your company with people like you guys or, you know, other media or what have you. And I think it's just trying to make sure that they still promote their business so they've got their customers coming through. But, it, you know, undoubtedly it has been difficult. But I think there's a little glimmer of hope that we are seeing a bit of a shift, really.
Good. I think that's excellent news. And I think, you know, we've said for the last 4 or 5 years that it is word of mouth and it is like, you know, it's networking, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
But if the Isle of Wight can come through this, because we are a bit of a black spot here on the island. I noticed that it was a couple of weeks ago there was a story that they said there were less companies being set up. But that could mean, and I don't know whether this they go into too many details when they put these news stories out. That could mean, I mean, I'll be honest, we had three different companies. Vectis Radio Community, Vectis Radio Limited and Vectis Radio Training School. We closed one down, so that would be part of the statistic.
Exactly.
But it didn't have an effect on anything.
No, I think, you know, that report, I saw that report about, I mean, it's very hard because I don't think we've got a real data about how many people are in business on the island. We've always used a figure around 6,000 registered companies on the island, but we're not quite sure how true that is. So I think it'd be really good to do some kind of survey to ascertain how many companies there are on the island. And I think what a lot of companies have done, they might have stayed in business, but they might have reduced the hours of working, or they've kind of redone the way they operate as a business for cash flow and things like that. But I think us being an island is a bit of a bonus for us as well, though, because we're an island. You know, we can't sort of drive 20 miles and, you know, up the motorway and use someone else. So we are using each other, which is really good. And you mentioned networking. We do a monthly business breakfast, and they've just gone from 6 people attending to 60. And that's phenomenal, you know. And and it just shows you that the people really want to grow their business. They want to work with others, and it's about getting out their message out there to other people. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's all good.
Absolutely, it's great to hear, and it's nice to know that, you know, there's X amount of thousands out there, and you know, and 6,000 businesses. That is an incredible amount. It really
apparently
is.
Apparently, I don't know how true that is, though. That's the figure we use. So,
what about the high street? When you get to, is that down to you? When you look at our high street and you think, the post office is closed, as Dorothy Perkins is closed, Burton's is gone. I mean, somebody mentioned an hour ago that Newport was like a ghost town. It's not really a ghost town because there's plenty still.
Yeah.
It's just in that one street, it looks really, really bad. Is that down to you?
What we've tried to do, because the great thing with Chamber of Commerce is across the UK is we can lobby government. So that we're quite a powerful organisation, and we're not just the Isle of Wight Chamber, we're part of the British Chambers of Commerce. And one of the things that we do really effectively is lobby government. And I think what we've done locally, we've spoke to town councils about, you know, empty shops, what can we put in there, can we do some deals for charity companies to get in these these empty shops. So we are actually we're speaking to landowners. A lot of the time it's frustrating because a landowner might own a shop and the rent might be unachievable, but they're not prepared to either lower it or whatever. So sometimes it's the landowners, and normally, or not always, but they don't always live on the Isle of Wight. So that's a frustration. And we've done quite a lot of work talking to, you know, tenant landowners and that sort of thing. The other thing with the Isle of Wight Lottery, one of the key things is that is to improve the high street, the look of it. You know, if you drive down certain high streets, it looks a bit tacky. You speak to a couple of shops and their priority isn't about painting it. Their priority is just, you know, selling their goods.
Yeah,
so by us having this grant scheme means that they can actually have free money to paint their shop, put a new sign up. So hopefully that will in turn make their shop more appealing, so more people will go in. So that's really why we've done the scratch card grant fund, is to improve the look of the high street. But it's a difficult situation, but I think there's a lot more stuff that needs to be going on, you know, nationally with the government around, you know, empty shops, who owns the shops, rents and that sort of thing. Because sometimes they're so priced high that people can't afford to put a business in there anyway.
Yeah.
So we are trying, we're sort of lobbying, but it's not a quick fix, unfortunately.
I mean, this person was saying that sometimes it's like a ghost town. I've never, ever known Newport to be like a ghost town.
No.
Whenever you walk down the high street, even on a Sunday afternoon, it's always really, really busy.
Yeah.
And, okay, that part of the town, there's there's always going to be the interest in the pound shops because people are going in there for a bargain. But the rest of the place, it is buzzing. I don't see it because you struggle to find a parking space half the blooming time.
I think there's lots of things that need to. I think the thing is with the high streets is parking's an issue, and I think people, all the individual bodies like local council, what have you, all need to work together to just improve or just look at new ideas to encourage the high street. And I agree with you. I mean, I shop on the island. I love the independent shops. You know, I think some of the independent shops are really great. I shop in all the chains as well. And the chains are great because if you do want to shop online, you can actually have your parcel sent to a local store. So in a way, you know, yes, you might shop online, but you're still going to then go in that local store as well. But I think we need a bit of everything. I think we need the chains, we need the independents, and I think we need a mix of everything. And, you know, shops like TK Maxx, you know, they created 60 new jobs when they opened. So from our point of view as a chamber, we encourage anyone that's going to take on an empty shop and employ lots of people, because all that money then gets reinvested back on the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely, absolutely. Good for you. It's great to see you.
Thanks.
So if there's people out there wondering, right, okay, I want to get in touch with the Chamber of Commerce, how do we do that?
Well, the best way is visit the website, which is iwchamber.co.uk, or you can give us a call 520777, and I'm always happy to speak to anyone or, you know, see anyone.
Can you just do that again, because Dame Shelley didn't have time to, you know, be people at home that didn't have time to
get
write
the pen
that down.
Ready. Yeah. Okay, so the website's iwchamber.co.uk and the telephone number's 520777.
Okay, and you, if you live locally, you don't have to put the 01983 in front.
Or you can come and see me.
Do you know, I don't know why I come in here.
I do. It's because your husband kicks you out for the morning. So we have fun on a Monday. Well, I do.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Okay, well, look, great to see you.
Thank you.
I'm glad it's all going well. I really am. And I think the scratch card is a wonderful idea. And I think it's, you know, putting something back into, you know, and helping out, I just think that's the only way forward.
Totally. It's all about working together. So,
like that. It's all about working together. Somebody ought to, you know, take that as a slogan and put it somewhere on a t-shirt or something. It's all about working together. Great to see you, Zoe.
Thank you.